It is no wonder that the readings of this Mass of today are both from the Evangelist and the Apostle, St. John, the beloved disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, as he is described throughout the Gospels. Because it is from the Epistle and the Gospel that particularly shine forth the virtues of humility and love, which go together. And of course, the saint of today, St. Camillus de Lellis, is a saint of great charity. In his day and age, he would have been regarded similarly to Mother Teresa in our day. He was a saint known for his charity, charity for the poor, particularly charity for the dying. He was from the noble family of the Lellis of Chieti, and was very wealthy. But as a young man, he wanted adventure like so many young men do. And so he joined the army. And in the army that was safeguarding the safety of Catholic Europe against the Muslims, the enemies of the church at that time. Of course, there were enemies within, with the Lutheran and Calvinist heresies that were destroying so many souls. But the Muslims were a very visible and tangible enemy. So he went to fight them. In the meantime, as a result, he received an injury in his leg, which became ulcerous, and that was to plague him for the rest of his life. He was never to heal from that completely. So when he came home, he left the service, the military service, and very soon he tried three times to be admitted into the Franciscan order, with the Reformed Franciscans known as the Capuchins. And he entered, and he was actually in the convent and so forth, but he couldn't stay because of his illness. So he left and he went to Rome. And it's interesting because there, even though he had been sent out because of his illness, there the cardinals and the pope, who knew him and knew his family, they convinced him to be ordained a priest. Now, once a priest, that was something from which you cannot be exorcised, as it were. So he began to work in Rome. And the main thing that struck him in Rome, but this problem persisted everywhere, was the many, many sick and dying people, the same thing as St. Teresa of Calcutta, the many, many people that were dying on the streets with no one to take care of them. And of course, like the Good Samaritan, when the Levites and the priests walked by, they crossed the street. They wanted nothing to do with it. But not our saint. St. Camillus would pick them up and try to heal them physically, hear their confessions, anointing them with the sacrament of anointing, of holy unction. And then it was such a great number of them that he was joined by others, by other priests of Rome, and he opened the order of brothers hospitalers who would take care of the sick. He ministered to many, many thousands of people who were sick, he himself dying in 1614, already known as a saint. And it was Pope Leo XIII that made him the patron of all those who take care of the sick, doctors and nurses. And so today is one of their days in a very special way. So we pray to St. Camillus de Lellis, a great saint of charity. And I don't remember what the church is where he is, but it is a small church not too far from the Fountain of Trevi, in Rome, in the center of Rome. Of course, everybody knows the Fountain of Trevi, the three coins and the fountain and all that stuff. So St. Camillus is not far from there, and his body can be venerated under an altar in that church. So we pray for the sick, and we pray for those who take care of the sick on this very special day on which St. Camillus is feasted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.